Hannah, take me through it. How were you guys able to escape with that one score victory?
I think we started off a little rocky, but then we kind of got our stuff together. We were finishing on attack, which was really good, finding those open looks, open opportunities, and finishing when we needed to.
What kind of problems did New Paltz give you?
I think that they were very fast and athletic and agile, so we just had to make that adjustment on defense to really get on their hands and their like low hips and really drive them out, force them to their weak hands, make them take the less likely shot of it going in.
Well, it hasn't been that bad of a start for you and the team. Like I said, 2-1 right now, number 22 in the country, especially for you. It's been a heck of a start through the first three games. 13 points on 10 goals and 3 assists. What do you feel like has been working for you, especially in particular?
I think just making sure I get enough chemistry and working like together with my teammates, finding what works, what doesn't. I like to do a bunch of backdoor cuts, and that's when attackers feed me the most, so I work on that. I think just playing my game, using my lacrosse IQ, and just faking, finishing, all of that kind of stuff.
You mentioned your lacrosse IQ, and I'm wondering where you feel like it's gone from your freshman year to where you are right now as a member of the program.
I think over the 4 years, my confidence has also grown, so that improved my lacrosse IQ, and then along with my teammates and coaches just pushing me every day, working on different skills and different strategies also just helped overall lacrosse IQ for not only myself but my teammates as well.
Hannah Lorenzen with us here on BTL. SUNY Cortland Red Dragons women's lacrosse now number 22 in the country. They got a win earlier this week against New Paltz 18-17 to improve to 2-1 on the season. What in the world is it like playing collegiate sports in a pandemic? I can't imagine what it's like. Can you give us an inside look into what it's like right now?
Yeah, it was definitely strange starting out. We had different pods. We were only allowed to be in about like groups of 8 or 10. So it was definitely hard working together, finding that chemistry, finding what people like to do when we had such small groups. And then quarantining was also an issue, people getting it. But we eventually got into smaller pod size or smaller groups of more people. And then we got into our whole team. So I think that was also a positive. But just taking it day by day is the most important thing. Just working on it, because we never know what's going to happen. So we're playing like it's our last day every time.
Yeah, I'd believe it. You know, you kind of mentioned some of the pods that you've had to go through and everything like that, but I'm wondering what other kind of protocols you've had to go through, like regular testing, regular screening. Can you take me through that a little bit?
Yeah, so every day we have to fill out a screening app, which gives you either a green screen or a yellow screen, depending on if you are healthy or if you are exposed. So most of the time, green screens all around, which is a very good sign. And then we get tested every day, or we get tested through the school, and now we get tested before games. So I don't have to, because I unfortunately did have it back in February, but I don't have to get tested, but my teammates do before games, just to make sure everybody is healthy and safe.
And hopefully you're fully healthy and not feeling any of the crazy side effects with this and everything, right?
Yeah.
Good.
I've been over it now, so I'm good.
Good.
It wasn't too bad.
Good to hear. Hannah Lorenzen with us here on BTL, member of the SUNY Cortland women's lacrosse team, who is now number 22 in the country. Did you ever think that this season would be in jeopardy because of the pandemic?
Yeah, I've been scared kind of before we started
because
it was so up in the air, and a bunch of SUNY schools were debating on whether we can play, can't play, pods, no pods, all that stuff. So I was nervous, but now that we're kind of in the swing of things, I'm just playing it day by day, hoping that it stays the same, that we can continue, get as far as we can in the season, and do as well as we can as well.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. If you could kind of give us a glance at your team right now and where you all stand and everything, you know, what is it that makes this team so good? If I had to ask you, what is it that makes this team one of the top teams in the nation, what would that be?
I think one of the main things is that we don't focus on the mistakes and the little things. We kind of have a mind like a fish, that we say. So it's like, if something goes wrong, it's gone. 3-second minds. Like, if it happens, mistake, forget about it. So we move on very fast. And I think overall our energy is up. Our communication can be very good. And we talk it out. And we're all just happy to be out there. We're all friends. We're all family. So we just want to do well for each other as well.
I was thinking that. Does this season feel a little bit more different because of that, because of the pandemic? In some ways, yes, there is that goal to, you know, win a conference title and everything. Hopefully we get to that point. But at the same time, just you're finally getting a chance to play after seeing how everything went a season ago.
Yeah, it's right there. We didn't have a fall, which is kind of upsetting. So we didn't get to really meet all the freshmen and everybody who came in transfer-wise and stuff. So it was another step to get to know each other. So I think because of that, we put in a little extra effort to get to know each other and get to know each other on and off the field. So I think that helped us with our chemistry and stuff like that as well.
That's awesome. Hannah, thanks so much for the time. Really appreciate it. Good luck the rest of the season, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you soon if you keep it up this way with all the goals that you're scoring. You're having a heck of a year. So great start for you, and thanks so much, okay?
Yeah, thank you for talking with me.